This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We are back here on a very, very cold Tuesday morning. We will be warming up towards the end of the week. In fact, getting close to 50 by the end. So this weekend, you can get out and have some fun. Do a little run, do a little ride. Kyle and Cole are in studios here today. You guys never wear heavy coats.
I got the craft one. This one's really warm.
Do you know what the temperature feels like outside right now?
It's cold.
-5.
You have one of these. They're really nice.
They are very nice, but I'm wearing like this thing, like from, you know.
How far do you have to walk?
Well, I got to go to pull out of the garage, and then I got to walk across the street.
Oh, man.
But I'm always worried about. I'm
glad you made it.
They valet our cars out there. I don't know. Yeah. We don't have to walk very far.
What I'm always worried about, and this is stupid, but like I've got a lot of water travel on the way in, and that long. Always throws me because there's no guardrails, there's no anything, and we had like a winter weather advisory yesterday morning where there's going to be some ice potentially. I'm not worried about the walk. I'm worried about what happens if your car hits something. You know what I mean?
And then you got to walk.
Your seat turns into flotation device,
right? And then that point, the coat's so heavy, I'm drowning.
Yes.
So those are the things that go through my mind. How's your Tuesday?
Got to be light and nimble.
It's perfectly rational. Yes.
All right. Well, we are in that place. I feel like we probably got more hardship coming weather-wise, but we're getting towards the end. Last day of January, we're heading into February, short month. March can be great or not great, depending on the day. But we're almost there. We're getting there.
Yeah. And you know, for me, like, I feel like I say this every week, and I say this to everyone that I talk to, but, you know, it's a great time to get your bike serviced.
it's okay. You've become sort of the Teddy Ruxpin of doing that. There's an age reference for you. Yeah. It is right now because you're going to get the blue, beautiful 60-degree day, and you're going to go to the garage, and you're going to go, oh, crap. I didn't do what Cole said, and now I can't go for a ride.
It's twofold. Like, I'm throwing that out there so that it's like, hey, I should probably get that done because I absolutely don't want to ride my bike today or probably this week. But, you know, maybe there's a nice day coming up that we can do that. And on the flip side, like, I also see it when 10, 15, 20 people bring their bike in after that first nice weekend. Like, how quick can I get this done? It's like, well, I mean, did you?
We had all season. Yes.
Yes. We'll make sure that happens.
Nick Cole has officially declared February as National Get Your Bike Serviced Month, which I think is probably a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Do we get a day off for that?
Sure.
It's the short month, so.
All right. Did you? I read your email last night that there is a. I love these sporting documentary series. Mm-hmm. I have not watched the Formula One. Nick is a huge fan of that. I know you are as well.
New one, February 24th.
Right. And they have branched out to do, there's a tennis one that's fantastic on Netflix. What is it called? Breakpoint. Yeah. And then there's a new PGA one February 15th, I think, which I think this is really smart. And evidently there's one about cycling as well to get people that might not tune in to watch something, but this might be a gateway to get them interested in the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah. And it's not a Netflix, so it's not the I don't want to say quality. It's not the
typical.
It's,
what did you say? It's a YouTube thing?
It is. It's free. It's on YouTube. It follows the Lifetime series, which they do 6 events across the country, and it's the biggest cycling events in North America. So it's neat because, again, it's YouTube. It's free. You can check it out.
The Call of a Lifetime.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. I would be interested in that. I always find that stuff more interesting than fiction, and I always find the people's stories more interesting because that's what gets you passionate about something is when you can get inside it and see how it works.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
The gravel stuff, like the Unbound that you did, the 200-mile ride.
Yeah, okay. So the cool part about it is, like, one of the races is Unbound because that is a Lifetime race, so I've done that a couple times. But there's also 5 other races where it's like, wow, you know, if you do this, you would like this, and you get recommendations for these races in your social media. But now you actually get to see inside the race and see what it's like. It's pretty cool, even from, you know, my standpoint.
All right. Once again, it's called The Call of a Lifetime, and it's free, and you can watch it on YouTube. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I just find documentaries to be so much more interesting than fiction.
Yeah. And also with that, you know, you've got companies like Wahoo that do our trainers and a lot of our computers and technology. You know, they'll do contests where they'll get, you know, it's like they'll get a bunch of people in and they'll get a couple new people in and give them all the equipment they need to do these races and these rides. And they'll start from scratch. And just to watch that progression, you know, because this is something, you know, that, you know, I've been doing for a long time. And, you know, it kind of takes me back to when I started and you see these people starting and their challenges. And it's also really interesting to watch that.
I think people like to see other people and their obstacles and how they overcome and how they get it. I mean, it removes barriers for people because you can see other people doing it. It's not like watching a finished race. You get a chance to see that they're human beings.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, I watched a little bit of the first episode and you know, this guy could barely sleep because he knew that he was going to get a brand new bike the next day and he's never had a bike that nice before. And I'm like, yeah, I can relate.
Right.
And then also you've got this parent that's trying to build in this training time with the, you know, family responsibilities and, you know, other responsibilities. It's like, yeah, I can relate to that too. And it's, you know, there's a bunch of interesting entertainment out there that's relatable. And, you know, I think that's the most important part.
All right. So it was also interesting in your email last night, I read about what you're doing this time of year, because you're training, right? You're riding indoors a lot.
Yes.
Yoga.
Yes, flexibility is really important.
Gets more important the older you get.
Easy.
No, I'm just saying in general, it becomes even more important.
Yes, for sure. And it is something that I did not pay attention to, and you know, when I started riding. But then, you know, it's kind of a recommendation based on some of the trainings that you do. It's obviously if you're training inside, you're working kind of one set of muscles and you're in a one position and you're not changing a whole lot. So like your muscles start to tighten up a little bit. So to finish it off with a little bit of yoga afterwards, you know, it encourages flexibility and stretches the muscles out a little.
All right. And then you're replacing worn out stuff and making upgrades. And this is what I think a lot of people that have been doing this for a while, this is what they're doing, getting ready for like March, can't get here soon enough.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, for me personally, like I want to start the riding season with everything that I'm going to ride with that season. And I usually don't make a bunch of changes mid season unless something really cool comes out. But yeah, you know, in the off season, I do some research like, okay, well last year this worked well, but I think it could be a little bit better. It's called marginal gains. I mean, once you reach a certain level, it's not like you're going to make huge impacts on your performance or whatever you want to do, but, you know, you can marginally, improve. And that's what I look at in the off season.
All right. We got to take the marquee coffee break. We come back. We'll check in with Flea Feet. Frosty 50 is coming up. We'll tell you all about that on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
At the Community Foundation of Macon County, we're welcoming in 2023 with resolutions that are impactful and achievable. This is Rachel Moran, and I invite you to celebrate the generosity of donors and join us in making a transformational impact. As your homegrown community foundation, we are here to show you how you can support Macon County and address our community's most pressing needs and opportunities. If you're unsure what cause or organization you'd like to support, we can work with you to discover your charitable passions and determine where your giving will have the greatest impact. We're committed to our vision of building philanthropic resources so we can create a community where all residents live, learn, work, and thrive. As we renew that commitment in 2023, please join us in making one more resolution we can all keep to proceed with empathy and generosity. For more information, call us today at 429-3000 or visit MaconCountyGives.org.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
What's the playlist today?
Energy booster. Rock.
Energy booster.
Rock.
Like steroids? Kind of feels like that.
There you go.
Yeah. I can't even, I mean, I know, who is this?
John Bon Jovi.
Bad Medicine is Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
Not John Bon Jovi. I mean, it would be the band Bon Jovi, right? Yep. You ever seen them in concert?
Yeah.
And?
Awesome.
Yeah, I would think so. Mm-hmm. He's an interesting dude. Doesn't he own a sports franchise or something?
He owned an Arena League football team in Philadelphia.
There you go. Mm-hmm. See the restaurant owner? in Arizona that sent the memo out to the staff warning them about Philadelphia fans?
No.
Oh, God. Google it. Why does everybody got to leak everything? I mean, what he was warning his staff is that these are an excitable bunch of people, and they're going to be way different than what you're normally used to in a given workday. And having said that, we want to make sure we give them good service. I mean, it wasn't really a bad memo. I think that was just going, if you've been to Philadelphia, you don't need this memo.
Right?
Right.
You guys would both be really good at trivia nights.
For what?
Music and just...
Well, I couldn't identify stuff. Bon Jovi, so I don't know about that.
Well, then you filled in the sports team, and he, like, yeah, anyway.
Anyway, there you have it.
Yeah, you guys would make a good team on a trivia night.
I've never done that.
Yeah?
I've done a couple, Trivial Pursuit or something, you know, like years ago when it first came out.
That's different.
Why?
They do it. It's different. It's kind of similar. All right.
No, I mean, but you got to know the answer to the question.
Well, it's usually like a team environment, right? Where you're all working together.
And I get that. And they draft everybody like a sports guy, yeah, and an entertainment guy or somebody that knows about whatever. Do you do a lot of that?
I've done a couple to realize I'm a moron. So
I was just saying, what's your category?
None.
If we just had some running and riding questions.
Yeah, really. North Formula One and Tour de France.
All right. So let's talk about the half marathon. What is a half marathon? What's the distance of a half marathon?
It is 13, and don't forget the 0.1 mile.
Why is it always weird like that?
It start as a...
Kilometers and then translate over?
No, it wasn't the guy that ran in Rome or ran over... Anyway, yeah. It's 26.2 is the full marathon.
I gave you a trivia question.
13.1. It's early, and dude. I can't think about it. Wasn't there like a guy like in Greece or something that had to run a certain distance to inform him that somebody was attacking, and it ended up being like that...
13.1?
Well, that's or a whatever. Half.
He had to run the whole thing.
Yeah. So, anyway. I'm going to Google that later. 13.1 miles. It's usually a couple hour event for most people. So we have a program going on from February 7th through the end of April. The graduation would be the Illinois Half Marathon, which is a great event that they put on over in Champaign. Very flat. And so that's kind of nice. Or the following weekend, or both if you want, if you're psycho, the Flying Pig Half Marathon in Cincinnati, Ohio.
So all right, but let's be clear. You're looking for people that can run 3 miles or so right now.
Yeah, having a little bit of a base to be able to do 3 miles, starting this off for a 12-week program would be beneficial.
Yeah, so, I mean, but there's just a benchmark at the beginning. And you have other programs that are for people who are...
We'll do a spring 5K starting some stuff like that. Decatur Running Club, I think, is doing the Learn to Run program again. So, yeah, we'll bring that stuff up as those people... That sounds wrong.
Ross Perot.
We typically do those in a little bit better weather. So
that makes sense.
People involved in the beginner programs.
If you're just wanting to start, you probably don't just want to start in the middle of all this.
7 degrees this morning.
Yeah, I get that. That makes sense.
Those people.
All right. Yoga on Sundays.
Yeah, you know, Cole brought up yoga. We have yoga at Fleet Feet at Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Bring a mat and $5. So that's pretty good event that's been going.
It's a good deal.
Yeah.
And then the Frosty 50. Now, I passed along the information to Jeremy up in Bloomington, who was, I guess, reaching out to the store owner up there. We've sponsored. We said, okay, we're going to support our Decatur runners. We're better than Bloomington. I'm just throwing it down. I'm making a declaration.
Yeah.
We're going to win this thing.
Heather came in and did an ad the last week, so thank you for that. We have 60 people signed up for Decatur, and Bloomington has 40. So it's working
hey,
so
Dad,
far.
Jeremy.
So the goal is to try to, so we're competing against Bloomington for mileage, so we want to try to run more miles than Bloomington. The goal is to try to do 50, but we'll take whatever you can do. It's just basically getting out there, being active.
How many people you can get to sign up, how many miles they can run the month of February.
Cumulative, treadmill counts, all that.
Is there an actual trophy?
Yes. I think it's at our store. There's the traveling trophy that goes back and forth, and they'll have a post event party for both sides. Oh, the best part is there's a Facebook group for it, and everybody talks smack on it, so that's kind of fun.
Good. So are we Philadelphia or are we Kansas City?
I don't really know.
I mean, our fan base here talking smack.
We're all pretty.
Are you Patrick Mahomes or his wife?
I say talking smack, but it's usually pretty like
good natured.
Yeah, it's people are just posting pictures. Hey, I ran 10 miles or whatever.
I got you. So that can be found where?
So our event tab on fleetfeetdecaturil.com, or there's a Facebook that has a event link to it, or if you just Google the Frosty 50, it could probably show up. There's a runsignup.com link and stuff to sign up for it, so people are finding it, so that's pretty good. And then I have a code for you if you're interested in doing it.
And I gotta get some rust off thinking about that. But I appreciate the invitation.
Yeah,
thank you. And the instructions to not read the free code out loud on air.
This is your first time doing radio.
I am a broadcast professional, but maybe I should start sending you instructions. All right. And then you got to tell me about the Hoka demo run.
Yes.
Because this is great. If you are interested, because, you know, shoes are not inexpensive. I mean, you're making an investment in, you know, it's their foundation. You need to make the investment because it's important and it will make the whole difference in your experience of running or working out or whatever it is you do. There is a difference between a $30 pair of tennis shoes and a $150 pair of tennis. There's no doubt about it.
And it's really cool trying a pair out.
You get to come, like, actually try them on, run, you know, and get the experience.
Yeah, we had a New Balance one last week or so, and then Hoka's coming February 20th. It's in the evening again at 5:30 p.m. So they'll bring a couple. I don't know if they'll have the Clifton is updating then. I don't know if they have that one. They'll have a couple of their more popular brands or popular models or some of the newer stuff that came out and go for a little jog in them. And we had a pretty decent group last time, so I don't see why we wouldn't have that again. So we're bringing more demo runs back online, so look for more of those.
Okay, and then the open house, I know it's a couple months away, but put it on your calendar, March 24th and 25th.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We got great vendors lined up already. We got Papa Murphy's doing pizzas. We got a couple breweries doing serving samples there, and then we're going to do our brew run to like Door 4 and Decatur Brew Works that night too on March 24th. So there'll be more info, and then stuff real quick. Some product that just came in. We got new socks from Features, which sounds weird getting excited about socks, but a bunch of new designs and patterns and some of the taller ones that I like. They got more of those in. New colors in the Brooks Ghost, like a new like dark camo color with like a white and black camo on the midsole. It looks really, really cool. New color of the Glycerin. And then ASICS, it's been a little interesting with them the past couple of years, but they have some really great product that just came out. The Nova Blast is a really fast, lightweight shoe for like spring track season for trainers. It's great for everybody that wants to run a little faster. And then they have Nimbus that officially comes out February 1st, but we just got them in the other day. Like super high cushion, comfortable shoe from ASICS. They're really making a turnaround on some of their product, and things are looking a lot better from them. So pretty excited about that.
All right. We've got just a couple seconds left here, Cole. There's service prices are going to increase in March, right? So there's also some impetus on getting your bike in and getting stuff done this month.
Yeah. So March is kind of the sign of our season and, you know, trying to generate a little bit of extra excitement in February. Bring your bike in during National Get Your Bike Fixed Up Month, you know?
Which we declared earlier. It's official. Yes.
It is official. Prices will increase March 1st. So take advantage of last year's prices for the month of February.
All right, guys. Best place to start looking at your websites, fleetfeetdecaturil.com. You can go to spincity.co. Follow them on social media. Have a great day. Enjoy those thin little coats out there. The -5 degree
pull the
weather.
Car around.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.